Hello and welcome to this special episode of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean. I decided to write and record this special episode tonight in light of the news that Osama bin Laden has been killed in a U.S. military operation outside Pakistan. Now that he's reported dead, I thought I would take some time to learn about the man behind the worst terrorist attack of our time. Who was Osama bin Laden? To be frank, it's tough to find information about the man. His life is shrouded in mystery and classified documents. According to the FBI, Osama was born in 1957 in Saudi Arabia, is left-handed, and towered at 6 feet 5 inches tall. We know that his father married 22 different women over his lifetime, but he adhered to Sharia law, which is a cultural code of conduct amongst Muslims, by having no more than 4 wives at any one time. It should be noted here that Sharia law is a highly contentious topic in itself and has been interpreted all sorts of ways by all sorts of Islamic religious leaders. Osama's father was fairly devout and raises 52 or so children, fairly close to fundamentalist Islam. After Osama headed to college, though, his life becomes especially murky. He and his close friends did not listen to music or watch movies, considering such actions as counter to the Quran. What exactly he did in college is unclear. Some sources say he earned degrees in engineering, public administration, economics, or business, or some say that he dropped out after a few years and never even got a diploma. He joined the Muslim Brotherhood and was active in Islamic groups in college, but did not pursue any education in religious studies. Because of this, the vast majority of Islamic religious leaders and people denounce Osama bin Laden as having no basis for issuing the fatwas or religious opinions, which have incited so much hate and violence during his lifetime. Now that he has been reported dead, I can only hope that moderation will begin to spring up across the world. Sure, someone else will surely take his place as the militant leader, but the revolts across Egypt and all over the Arab world point to the fact that the Islamic people are frankly sick and tired of these kinds of hateful teachings. For me, May 1st, 2011 has joined the short list of dates that I will never forget. Thanks for tuning into this special episode of the Daily Brainwave. We'll be releasing a new episode tomorrow on schedule, so make sure you come back for our first ever word attack.